Weber's World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, WeberChevrolet.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX, 2 minutes past 4 p.m. Andrew is out all week. Skip couldn't make it today for Sweet 16, so we went to the bench. He now insists on being called the Electric Wiggins. Not sure why. But Ryan Wiggins from 97.1 is here. It's always good to see you.
Thank you very much. It really is. I appreciate that, and I feel the same. And wouldn't it be funny if the Electric Wiggins was what somebody like Mark Cox forced you to call him?
Yeah, you know? That would be even weirder.
A weirder nickname for somebody else on the station.
Like if Mark Cox and I were, say, camping together.
Right, yeah,
and in the middle
as
of the night,
you do.
He's like, why don't you call me Electric Wiggins? That'd be really weird.
I mean, that's like another level.
Yes.
You want to go further?
No.
No. Well, yes, but no. Off the air, lol, the jokes, please.
So how are things down the hall?
Good. I mean, it's a midterm election year, but I mean, Donald Trump is he's a content machine, if you haven't noticed. But weirdly, the last few weeks, you know, it's been about Iran, and literally you walk in and the headline is the exact same as it was yesterday. Working on a deal, working on a ceasefire. And it's just kind of the same. So it's weird.
Yeah.
Because you have to report it to an extent, but you also go, we all know this, so what else are we talking about?
Yeah.
We're kind of in that spot.
Yeah, it is so weird for all of us, whether you are a supporter or a detractor. I would hope that all intelligent people would go, this is weird. It's just weird.
It's weird because the messaging hasn't changed. And he typically is pretty good at message. Like, he'll get his message out. But the messaging is just the same, which is, we're working on a deal. And you're like, great. Is that it?
But then that's sprinkled, if you will, with things like, oh, me, Donald Trump, me go poo-poo and cup. Like, there's always something weird, like showing his ass with Kristen Welker. And so there's always real things to talk about. But then he always, and I still haven't figured this out after all this time, I don't know whether he's completely cognizant of it and he's like, this is going to F him up, or if he just can't control himself.
I don't know either. I don't know the answer.
Maybe that's the magic.
And oddly, you mentioned this Kristen Welker thing. I don't even know what that is. I think some of it has become noise to the point where, at least for me, I mean, I'm a conservative, so I'm focused more on, well, what's he getting done than the stuff? And I mean, you can't avoid the stuff. But what's he getting done? Well, the answer to that in the last few weeks has been, well, he's just basically doing Iran negotiations. There's other things happening, but they're not major headlines like that one is. So the other stuff, I don't know, it's just become kind of like chaff blowing around, and I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah, we're talking about Trump derangement syndrome off the air, and I think maybe both sides have it. Like, I've admitted that I do, but my Trump derangement syndrome, I don't believe, is that I'm wrong about things. It's that I care too much. And after 11 years, whatever it's been, of being baited, I still swallow the bait.
Okay.
And that's my problem.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Okay. Well,
but I would say you have it too, the fact that you don't know what he did with Kristen Welker. You would view it, I'm guessing, putting words in your mouth, like, noise. But I view it as the leader of the free world having a little baby wah-wah meltdown, which is troubling to me.
That's fair, except that we've seen it happen 1,000 times. And what does it do? It doesn't really accomplish anything. So I've just learned to say that's part of the story, but it's not really anything that's going to change anything. So is it really important? I don't think so. I also think we're in a weird time right now where, regardless of whether you support Trump or don't, everybody's kind of made their mind up. So nobody's changing that, right?
Agree with that.
So we're in a time where everybody, in a sense, and maybe you disagree with this because you said you're still kind of obsessed with these things, because I'm not. We're in a time where everybody's kind of letting him go a little bit. That's the way I feel anyway. And it may just be for the summer, you know, everything's chilling out a little bit for the summer. I don't know. To let him go and say, I know that you do this and I don't like it. Okay. Or I know that you do this and I do like it. Okay. Everybody's kind of made up their mind and it's just happening.
What's bizarre to me, though, is how we switched from a tan suit in 2014 being a massive controversy to like 2016. Ah, whatever. Nothing matters. That's just who he is. That's a weird switch to me.
Yeah, what it takes to break through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is a little more.
Now, I mean, like, for sure. Longer than that ago, right? Howard Dean's scream ended his chances of being president. And yet now nothing does. I mean, just whatever. Who cares? We don't care that that happened.
Some of that has to be the change in media that we're so inundated with everything all the time that it takes more to get us excited about anything. And therefore, like, the people respond to that with doing more to get us to pay attention.
Remember, we were only about 14, 15 years in to the 24-hour news cycle. And then Trump, who I consider to be a massive narcissist, hits town. Like, we didn't have our sea legs yet.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't really know how to do this, and we still don't. But right in the middle of it, you had this giant force of nature hit, and we all just kind of got knocked on our asses.
Yeah, for sure. And I think surprised that it worked. I think everybody, including Donald Trump himself, were a little surprised that he became the president of the United States in 2017.
Yeah.
Because most of us thought, it's going to be Clinton. This thing that
I tell you who thought that was Clinton.
Certainly did.
I've heard some stories from election night.
Yeah, and I've heard the opposite that once he started to realize he had won, that he went, huh?
Yeah,
because he had been such a person who craved attention. Who he would go after attention. It was Roger Ailes at the time in charge of Fox News who told the story that when he won. I think Trump called him or something. He talked to him and he said, "Well, are you going to pay attention to me now?" And Roger Ailes was like, "I don't think you understand what just happened.
Yeah.
We can't avoid paying attention to you now. You don't have to try." So, that's an interesting. It's always stuck with me, that little nugget about him.
I truly, I don't mean this derisively. If I live long enough, say another 25, 30 years, I think it's going to be fascinating to see how history treats him.
Agreed.
Because I don't think either side can assume.
No, I don't either. And we're still riding it. I mean, we're still not even halfway through his second term. So I think there's still a lot to come.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I think we will look back on this and go, wow, all of us, I hope we look back on this and say all of us were really overreacting, maybe because he got us to. I don't know the answer. We'll see.
Well, let's do something important like the Sweet 16 of beef.
I love this topic.
I thought you would.
When I said we're going to do Sweet 16 of beef, people just said, I'm in.
Yeah. We did chicken last week. It was Rach's idea. It was great. What one?
Fried chicken.
Yeah, I mean.
Classic.
Okay. Come on now.
Yeah. So you started off, my friend.
Okay. I am going to go for the gold right away because I don't want somebody else to take it.
Sure.
I'm going for a filet mignon.
Okay.
Center cut, 16 ounce, big filet mignon.
Fair. Yeah.
That is a big.
That's a good first round. Yeah, that's a good first round pick.
Right? Sauce, no sauce.
Well, I go to Andrea's Steakhouse a lot, so I like it cooked in that.
Perfect choice.
Okay.
I do the same thing.
Do you?
I do. Okay. Andrea's, that's my
secret weapon. And you
don't
really have to, they use their sauce.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to dip it.
Mm. Agreed. Wheels.
Man, I'm going to have to follow his example. Cheeseburger.
Fair enough.
Unless we need to define the kind of cheeseburger to make it a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we need to pick
a
kind?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I think it's whatever cheeseburger means to you.
Okay. All right.
I love that quote.
It means the world.
My mind keeps going to beef stroganoff.
I got it. I love it.
Wheels doesn't like
it. I can't
do
mushrooms,
man. He just made a little yuck noise.
I'm with you, Wheels. I'm with you. I don't think that's going to advance just based on me and you talking right now.
being from South Roxana, and this is a derivation of what Rach just said, but I'm going hamburger helper across the board.
Okay.
Stroganoff, cheeseburger, chili mac, anything that Francis Glover can pour some ground beef into, I'm down.
I just realized that stroganoff is a hamburger helper type of meal.
I've never had stroganoff that wasn't hamburger helper.
Okay.
Ever.
So it's noodles really and hamburger. It's like you're talking about the dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to you.
All right. Let's go for a classic here. I just don't think it's going to win, but I love it. And I really love my mom's version of it. It's pot roast.
Me too.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Okay, because when I mentioned this off air to a few people, I was kicking some ideas around. It didn't fly.
I love it.
So okay. This is why I like Wiggins. He preps for the segment. He's workshopping ideas around the building.
And you appreciate it, don't you?
Yes, it's nice.
Yeah, it's good to have that.
Only for you guys. When I'm on my regular shows, nothing.
You show and go.
He refuses to work.
Show and go.
You want to hear the weird-ass way I ate pot roast?
Yeah.
This is when I was living at home with my mom and dad. I would make a sandwich, Wonder White bread, pot roast, Miracle Whip. I would cut it into like six pieces, like the Brady Bunch, and then pour gravy over it and eat each section with a fork.
That's all right.
Why six pieces?
I don't know. Just made it easier for me to eat, I guess. Yeah. I just kept doing it.
And what kind of gravy? Is it the dark
brown? Just my mom's gravy.
Yeah, that stuff makes it. And that stuff makes it really good for the potato part, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we have a dark horse.
Yeah.
The old pot roast.
Okay. Yeah.
Wheels.
Brisket.
Love it. Got it.
Pick the kind you like the best.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with beef and broccoli. A nice Chinese restaurant.
You know what gets in the way of that, though?
What?
Broccoli.
No, I love broccoli.
Yeah, yeah. The broccoli's the problem. Because the sauce and the beef is usually pretty good.
The broccoli makes you feel like you're doing something healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go. Okay, from South Roxana to my present state, the top of the world.
Mm.
Only had it a couple times. Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington from the penthouse suite.
You ever had it? It's the rich man's beef.
I think so. Describe it just so I can be sure.
It's just a filet mignon wrapped in...
Inside a pastry.
A biscuit.
Usually it's got mushrooms and stuff too, though.
No, I don't think... I've heard the name a thousand times. I don't know that I've ever actually had that.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Okay. All right, my next one. Hopefully, I'm just picking some dark horses here because they seem pretty basic, but I'm going to go with roast beef. I mean, just a roast beef sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Like a lion's choice type?
Yeah, anything like that.
Gotcha.
It's very... I eat a lot of roast beef sandwiches.
Because I was going to go with a French dip, but I think it falls in that category.
That's also on my list.
Right? I would consider a French dip different,
that's my
because
choice.
It's like you got the cheese, yeah. You got the au jus.
Because that's more like, what is it, Italian beef?
Yeah, yeah.
I would say that's separate.
Okay. I'm going French dip.
Would you consider a cheesesteak different?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a different sandwich,
would
too.
Would you like to throw that on there, Dave?
I mean, put it on every once.
Yeah, it's going to be on my list, but
it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to preemptively put it on there.
Okay.
Good call.
I'm going to pick meatballs.
I like it.
Good call.
Darn it, that's good.
Thanks.
Spaghetti or no spaghetti?
I mean, are we going Swedish
or are we going Italian?
I like an Italian meatball, like kind of on its own.
Okay.
See more and more places doing an appetizer like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just meatballs.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Sauces are just, I mean.
Oh, yeah. A nice marinara.
Yeah. Okay.
My turn?
Yes. And then we'll have three left after that so we can kind of start throwing them out.
I'll go fajitas.
Nice.
Oh, good one. Good.
Little skirt steak.
Ooh, I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a good one, though.
I was going to throw in the barbacoa, which is the Mexican style slow cooked beef.
Oh, we know what it is, Wheeler.
Yeah.
I just put it down there.
That's awesome.
Clearly. Okay, two left. Let's throw some out here, folks.
Okay, this one's tough because I'm not sure it counts, but I'm going to say just a basic all-beef hot dog. I'm saying all beef because not all hot dogs are all beef. So.
But those are the best ones, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have short ribs, meatloaf, lasagna, sloppy joes, and tacos.
I kind of like meatloaf.
Ooh.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf and tacos are both tough.
A lot of people hate meatloaf.
I love meatloaf.
I don't love meatloaf.
I didn't love my mom's meatloaf.
You got to have a good one, yeah.
I never sought one out after that.
I agree. I felt the same way about Cheesecake. I'm sorry, Mom. But once I had Cheesecake Factory, I was like, oh.
This is what this is.
These are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I putting down for the final one?
You guys decide. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 425 doing the Sweet 16 of Beef. And Ryan Wiggins
Twist
from 97.1, great friend of the show, is here filling in for us. Here we go. Filet mignon versus tacos.
Oh, no.
Got to go with the filet.
Two of my children. I'm going to go with the filet.
All right, cool.
I can turn that into a taco.
Because I'm definitely filet.
All right, mignon moves on. Cheeseburger versus roast beef sandwich.
Cheeseburger.
Gee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to the roast beef sandwich. I love you a lot, but I got to have the cheeseburger.
Beef stroganoff versus French dip.
French dip.
Voting against myself and saying French dip.
Me too.
I'll be the only stroganoff. The dip moves on. Hamburger helper of any kind. Who put that on there? I don't know. Versus meatballs.
Oh, boy.
A whole range of heat them up to eat for poor people.
It's got to be beef meatballs, too. Because it's beef.
Meatballs.
Yeah, I guess we'll go with beef meatballs.
Meatballs. Sorry,
you guys
Dave.
Suck.
Yeah.
Bunch of Richie Riches. Pot roast versus cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
Oh, sorry, pot Ryan. Roast.
Pot roast.
Uh-oh. Now what?
Captain.
Yeah, I'm with you on the pot roast.
Yes.
Man. He's old school. He likes the pot roast.
Brisket versus fajitas.
Ooh. Brisket.
Yeah, you can't deny the brisket.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin.
Fajitas.
Another tie.
Oh, definitely brisket.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. I love how confident the captain is, to the point of almost insulting to those.
Yeah. Can you even consider a fajita?
He knows what he likes.
Beef and broccoli versus barbacoa.
Barbacoa.
Rocky.
Barbacoa.
Moves on.
The vegetables lose.
Beef Wellington, great nickname, versus the all beef hot dog.
Wellington.
Gotta go hot dog. There's no mushrooms in that.
Yeah, I'm hot dog just because.
Captain,
because.
To you once again.
Man, I'll take a hot dog. I've had Wellington once, but I mean, a good beef hot dog, you can't beat that.
All right. There's your elite eight of beef. Filet mignon versus cheeseburger. Whew.
Oh, man.
I got to go cheeseburger.
I got to go filet.
Do I have to pay for one of them? Because that could come into the play.
Filet.
All right.
Yes.
French dip versus meatballs.
French dip.
Yeah, French dip.
French dip.
Okay.
Pot roast versus brisket.
Brisket.
Pot roast.
Brisket.
Brisket.
Brisket in the final four. Barbacoa, whatever the hell that is, versus all beef hot dog.
Hot dog.
Ooh.
Hot dog.
Ooh, I'll just give a courtesy vote for barbacoa.
There's your finals. Filet mignon versus something.
You don't know what you wrote down?
TD. It was meatballs and hamburger helper. It was French dip.
Ah, French dip. FD.
Filet mignon or French dip?
Filet.
I need to get better at this. Brisket versus hot dog.
He's just making it up, and I'm going brisket.
Brisket.
And versus
hot dog. Hot dog isn't around anymore.
Brisket versus filet.
Filet.
Hot dog wins. Welcome back, DGS and Camo X. I just want to say something about Wiggins. So Ryan is far more conservative than me, but we're kind of the same guy, right? I mean, like we humor is our language, and I think he's a good guy. I think I'm a good guy. I think he's smart. I think I'm smart. And we are having discussions off the air about, you know, politics and Trump and things like that. And he said a couple things that really stopped me in my tracks. I'm not going to share them because they were, you know, between buddies. He didn't say anything bad at all.
Right.
He just like, oh, I didn't know about that story. And it really makes you stop and think, like, I'm pretty sure about my opinions, but maybe I'm too sure about the other side. Does that make sense?
Yes. Like, you think you know what they're thinking and what motivates them.
Yeah. I think I got them pretty well nailed. And of course I don't. Because how does one guy nail a whole millions of people?
I don't like that question.
Did you guys hear the president of the school board in Kirkwood was disappointed in Stephen Colbert going off the air and ended her tweet with, let me just add, 8647. And, of course, we know James Comey stuff going on. And then Senator Eric Schmidt picked that up and retweeted and accused her of threatening to murder the president.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just looking for your impressions.
I mean, it seems like a risk to put something like that out on social media when you are in a position of authority while there is a ongoing like litigation trying to claim that that means murder. It seems like it would be a smart thing to find another way to express yourself. It does seem maybe intentionally provocative in that sense.
Yep.
I also think that people are being a little overdramatic when you say the words 86 means murder, when it also, in certain cases it does, but to most people it means like, get rid of them, throw them out. Because that's what it means in kitchens and in other aspects of life. So,
yeah, we don't know what's going to happen with Comey, but we do know that the only court to look at it so far has said that people who are showing up on the National Mall with signs that say 8647 don't have to take them down. That's free speech.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's the way it's going to go with Comey, too.
I wonder if Senator Schmidt had that same reaction to 8646 when that was a big thing. I saw all kinds of signs on cars. I saw T-shirts. And again, who cares? Didn't bother me. It's not a thing that we should be, because it's not really saying murder them. It's saying we don't want them in there anymore. That's what they're saying. Because when you 86 something on the menu, it means you're out of it. You're done. It doesn't mean that you're killing it. You're not killing cheeseburgers because you're out of cheeseburgers. You just don't have them anymore. We're not selling them anymore.
And Trump's point, most of us saw it, was that's what they call it in mob movies. When you 86 a guy, we all know that means murder.
Okay, that's in a mob movie. What does it mean in a restaurant?
The point is there are multiple meanings.
Yeah, I mean,
and the mob uses all kinds of slang that means murder that doesn't mean murder to anyone else.
I do love whenever people want to pick and choose, like, well, we all know the nuance behind it. And then other things that seem so obvious, the nuance behind those things, it's like, how could you ever think I meant it that way? Ultimately, I really hate arguing about stuff like this. I really hate it. I think it's a giant waste of everyone's time. And that's what, with this school board member, I'm like, well, why would you put that out there right now?
Yeah.
Unless you were looking for
attention.
Negative attention, yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like,
I would say that's
the fight at that point.
At that point, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, doesn't mean you can't.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's not my style. It's not my personality. I have a hard time understanding stuff like that.
I think that's good analysis.
I really wish that people that had positions of significant authority would use it properly instead of just finding a new battle to fight so you can win some war of words on Twitter.
It is surprising how petty the general public is. Like, just the fact that so many people get sucked into this type of thing all of the time. Like, didn't you guys think we were smarter than this or had better things to do?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes. We're back, DGS on KMOX. A few minutes away from my favorite show on the station. Although, man, Sports on a Sunday is a pretty damn good show. That's fun.
We have some great sports shows.
How long has Ackerman been doing that?
I don't know.
2-3 weeks?
Yeah. Long time. I mean, it's more than 15 years now, because Roger Kober was still doing the show when I first moved here.
Yeah.
And that was 20 years ago in August when I first moved here. So, and I think it was not long after that, within a few years after that, that Tom took it over.
Yeah. I think Tom was born here.
He sounds like he was.
Right?
Tom was born. Yeah.
I think he was like dropped off by
the stork,
a
drops
mother
him
who
off.
Didn't want him, and came back and was like, we'll take you.
Yeah.
We'll raise you.
Kind of like
our own.
How, you know, these teams have their own little puppy and they adopt him, and then they like, that's Tom at KMOX. Yeah. He just raised here.
Hold on.
Sorry, I just texted Dave. I guess I got a disaster on the air.
Yeah, you could have. I didn't even read that carefully enough, so you'll have to tell me what I need to do.
I'm going to get you out with music.
Okay, fair enough. I can do everything else. Let's talk a little bit of sports. Just a little grease the wheels for Redbird Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you heard it, but yesterday on the aforementioned Sports on a Sunday and on a separate video, Bernie didn't basically say, he said, as much as we all love Páez and as good of a defensive catcher as he is, he's in the way of a bunch of better catchers who have a better future for the Cardinals. What do you think?
Long term, that's 100% true. Long term, that's no question. I mean, with Crooks already here and Herrera still getting regular catching opportunities and Bernal at AAA and then Raniel Rodriguez, Pais is not going to be a long term guy here. It doesn't make any sense to because he's also getting into his late 20s. So you're going to latch on to a player who's going to be 30 soon when you have all these other young guys who are going to end up working less expensive too. I didn't see that video yesterday because I was coaching. The question I have is, are we talking about short term or long? Because long term, that's obvious. He's totally right. Short term, he's probably right too, because it kind of limits your maneuverability. I'm not sure it's a great thing to have three catchers on a roster, especially three catchers that don't really have other positions. Right? I mean, Crooks can play a little first base, but he doesn't do it very much. Pajes is not playing anywhere else, and Herrera doesn't play anywhere else. So it does limit you at the major league level. Part of the problem, though, is that you also have a catcher as a DH. So when he's DHing, now you lose your DH if he has to come in and catch. Let's say Crooks got hurt or whatever. And teams are deathly afraid of that. They just are. And they shouldn't be because it's such a rare occurrence, but they are.
Let me ask one more question. So Victor Scott II is down in AAA.
Yes.
In general, what would it take for him? What sort of numbers would he have to put up for what period of time to either come back or for another team to go, hey, we'll take a chance.
Yeah, I mean, the number it's hard to know what another team would think because it depends on what they want him to be. Do you want him to be a bench player with speed? Well, he's that. You can do that. He needs to show that he can make consistently good hard contact in the strike zone. And I don't care what his numbers are. If he can do that, he has a chance. If he can't do that, it's going to look the same.